USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
If there's a deal on a coronavirus stimulus bill, the administration is confident they can find support among Republicans to pass it, according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells Fox Business that it will be difficult to implement a package before the election.
Secretary Mnuchin is negotiating a deal. Speaker Pelosi wanted a deal, I think we could round up enough Senate Republicans to get a deal. But 3 weeks to go, less than 3 weeks to go. I don't know.
Wall Street finished the week by snapping a three-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 112 points. The S&P 500 remained essentially unchanged, while the NASDAQ fell slightly off 42 points. Investors liked stronger-than-expected retail sales numbers from last month. September sales were up nearly 2%, showing that at least some segments in the economy are growing. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The federal government finished fiscal year 2020 in the red, according to new data out Friday. Measures to fight the coronavirus pandemic helped lead to a budget deficit of $3.13 trillion for the fiscal year, more than triple that of last year's. It also set a new record for a single-year deficit, beating 2009's $1.4 trillion shortfall. Most of the extra spending came in the form of the CARES Act, a $2.2 trillion stimulus package passed to help businesses and workers weather the worst of the pandemic. It also leaves the government's total debt at just under $27 trillion. The Trump administration has denied a request from the state of California for a major disaster declaration for 6 wildfires in the middle of the state's worst fire season ever. It was the second time in a month that the state requested the disaster designation. The first request was approved. A major disaster declaration activates the Federal Emergency Management Agency's relief programs for the area, as well as allows for federal funds for cleanup and rebuilding projects. State leaders say they plan to appeal the decision. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Employees of social media companies are encouraged to make political donations, and a nonprofit group has the breakdown. USA Network's Val Dior reports.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. And analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in political action committee or PAC donations. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants to save an expiring nuclear arms deal between the U.S. and Russia. Putin said Friday he'd like to extend the New START treaty one additional year to give the nations time to agree on a longer extension. It's currently set to expire in February of 2021. The New START Treaty, signed in 2010, sets limits on the number of deployed nuclear warheads, missiles, and bombers for both countries. And a soda icon is making its exit. Coca-Cola announcing that it will discontinue Tab by the end of this year. First released in 1963 as the company's first diet soda, the low-calorie drink became a hit in the 1980s. The company says it will leave store shelves by the end of the year as it focuses on more popular brands. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.